Hey, how's it going? That's weird. It's coming up on here telling me I need to plug in a mic to hear what I'm recording. But how am I recording this if I don't have one plugged in? That makes no sense. I'm back in Osaka again. And specifically the part of Osaka where, in Namba Parks, where I did the very first episode in Japan. Whoa, there's a big TV mounted up there. actually reading a bit about this place, turns out that it was originally on a baseball stadium that they since demolished and moved, and so they put this like vertical park thing there instead. I think it's kind of cool. Also, I hope you'll forgive the audio quality. I'm also wearing a mask, as if most people are still here, for obvious reasons. So my audio quality is probably even worse than normal. How have you been? I hope you're doing well wherever you are in this crazy messed up universe we are at the moment. I am attempting to find a train station. Oh, that's a nice fountain. The way they've done this place, sorry, there's a bit of wind. They've kind of made it so that the whole top part of it looks like a park. But then down the middle, there's this giant chasm that's sort of this open air. I'm explaining this poorly. It's like a, I don't know how to describe, like a canyon of some sort, and then they've got shops on either side. So it's kind of cool. It means you can sort of go up there and, get a bit away from the hustle and bustle. Okay, now I have to go through here. Get to the train station. It's been a bit of a bust so far. Unfortunately, for reasons that sort of confound me, I've just had a really bad headache for most of this trip this time, which kind of sucks, because you tend to go places to, you know, to relax and mentally recover and all of that, and then you end up sort of just, well, in our case, it's a service department, it's quite nice, but yeah, sort of just sitting there, sort of with the world sort of swimming around you, and you're not really able to do much. It sucks, because when you're in a place, you kind of want to go and do things, and you can't go and do things. So it's not the ideal circumstance that you'd want to be in, but it's fine. So far, we've sort of just been wandering around Osaka. This is definitely our favorite part of Japan. I mean, Tokyo's got a lot of cool stuff, but it's just not as, I don't know, like it's, maybe it's just it's the attitude of the people here, or the fact that it's a bit more relaxed, but there's still so much to do. And the local Kansai dialect is cool. What do the kids say these days? The vibe of a thing. Anyway, that was the castle. Oh, there's a weird robot thing there. You walk past it speaks to you, but for some reason it's speaking Mandarin at the moment. It's actually a lot of that. Like, if you go on to any of the tourist places around here, it'll announce things in Japanese and then in English. Oh, escalator. I think it's saying don't run on the escalator or something. Would that get irritating after a while? You would be you'd be outside this escalator in one of the shops here, and you'd be maybe taking the escalator to lunch or something. You'd be hearing that all day. Anyway, yeah, it's yeah, as I was saying, it's kind of just a different vibe of the thing. And it's just, yeah, I definitely, if you've never come here before, I feel like it's very approachable compared to starting out in, like, Tokyo's just so overwhelming. I mean, in a good way, in many ways, but yeah, at the risk of angering certain people who live in different places, I find that Osaka is just, it has most of the same things, but it's a lot more accessible. And then people say, oh, and it's a lot smaller, and it's like, yeah, it is, but it's still bigger than anything that this Aussie has ever been to, at least in Australia. I did see the news this morning that, thanks to a technicality, Melbourne is now the biggest city in Australia instead of Sydney. I know, like, Melbourneites are a bit strange. They have a chip off their shoulder the size of their city. Like, at any possible opportunity, they're like, oh, we're better at everything. And the irony is, they're right. Like, overall, Melbourne's a much better put together place than Sydney is. But they just have such an inferiority complex. They just want to tell you about it. Anyway. Okay, we're heading into the station now. Not really supposed to talk on the train, so I might have to go quiet for a second. Which is probably more a feature than a bug, if you think about it. I'm also commuting pretty much at the peak of the lunch hour rush here on Monday, so this could either go really well or really badly. It's cool, so this is Namba Station. This is where Claire and I first came to Japan back in 2017. Or was it 2018? I can't, one of those. In the before times. And it was just, there are so many entrances and exits everywhere. If you say to someone, oh, I'll meet you at this station, you know, forget about it. I did want to check how much value I've got left on my card, so I might just quickly do that. One day pass. Okay, balance history. Oh, okay. I've still got like 3,000 something, so that's fine. And then the other thing I noticed about Osaka as well is that it seems like your money goes a lot further as well. For some reason, I don't know, like, I would put 2,000 yen on my something. I don't know, I stopped to be like, oh, I better check what this announcement is. And of course, my extremely limited Japanese does not prepare me to understand anything they're saying. Let's see. Actually, I think I might be on the wrong side. Let me just, I need to find a map. Yeah. Sorry, that's very loud. But I'm definitely on the wrong side. So I have to... Two different lines sort of converge here, and I thought that I could take the Midasuji line in that direction, but in fact I cannot. I have to take the other side. But now I need to figure out where the entrance to that side is. I think that's right. Here we go. Let's try this again, shall we? Da-da. Sorry, it might get a bit noisy. Okay, we get, yeah, This is for Dai Kokujo. I have no idea if you can hear any of this. It's pretty... What amazes me is, though, is that, like, it's not quite as old as, say, like, the New York subway, for example. I think it's, like, a couple of decades newer. But still, it's, like, it's old. Like, this, a lot of these stations would be probably close to 100 years old at this stage. And they, you know, they don't have the platform screen doors or any of that sort of stuff that you would have in, like, a modern metro, like you would have on the MRT or in Singapore or something like that. But it's just well maintained. Like, I wouldn't say it's spotless, but it's like you can tell that a tile fell off the wall, so they put a new one there. Like, just basic maintenance. Okay, so I have to go to Daikokujo. That jingle sound means that there's a train approaching. One thing I will say about Tokyo is I do feel like they have better jingles than Osaka. Okay, I'm going to have to be quiet for a second because you can't really sort of frowned upon to talk on the train. Oh, that looks busy. So it looks like everyone's getting off at this stop, so. Okay, easy. Ah, that's better. Going one stop. Okie dokie. Okay. I have no idea if this is the right exit, but we're about to find out. I really should know by now. I don't really have an excuse. I'm on holiday, shut up. Ooh, beep. The horns kind of sound like a diesel locomotive sort of thing. It's very strange. Okay, I get my card out. Yeah, I started saying that before, that one thing I've noticed, no, that's the wrong way. I just thought autopilot. It's like, oh, I'll just walk through here, and then that's clearly a restroom. Ooh, the station master's office. Yeah, I find that maybe it's just because stuff in Tokyo is so much more geographically. Just blatantly walking into someone is a lot more spread out. But I do tend to find that it's much easier to get around here, and a lot cheaper as well. Because what often happens there is that you'll spend a long time on the train, you'll get out to the middle of where you need to go, and then after a couple of days you've blown through thousands of yen on a card. Which, I mean, compared to getting a taxi or an Uber or something, is very cheap. It's still not quite the same. Okay. In fact, one thing I've noticed, especially here, is just how many bicycles there are. Claire and I have been binge watching a YouTube channel. I think maybe my friend Seb had mentioned it to us, or to Claire before, and we've sort of been watching it ever since. That Not Just Bikes channel, which, if you haven't seen it, it's sort of this philosophy that you can make a sustainable, pleasant urban environment, but you have to give up all the cars. And most, especially people in the Anglo-Saxon sphere, really sort of object to that. But he sort of gives the example of the fact that in Amsterdam you can get from pretty much anywhere to anywhere on protected cycle lanes, and therefore more people do it, and people are healthier and fitter, and the urban environment is nicer as a result. I'm fully on board with this as a philosophy. But whereas, you know, I think the urban environment in Japan is fascinating, because you have these big main thoroughfares like the one I'm walking down here, but then you sort of take a left and now I'm just walking down a suburban street, and there isn't a footpath or anything. It's literally just a paved bitumen right up to the edge of each side. And the idea is it's a shared space, so there are just pedestrians walking down the middle of the street, and cars drive at low speed down the same street. It's all very egalitarian, I don't know, for want of a better word. Well, just very simple. But I still would say that it's not especially suited for bikes, in terms of it hasn't been designed for them as much. Whereas, you know, there are lots of places in the world that have bike lanes and bike overpasses and proper bike infrastructure. But the thing that gets me here is that, and I think especially in Osaka compared to Tokyo, there are just bikes everywhere. And whatever infrastructure there is in place for cyclists, say like dedicated areas for crossing the street and stuff like that, people kind of just ignore them and just go about their lives as normal. So that gentleman on the bike just there that went past was just on the footpath. They're just everywhere. There are hundreds of these things. And especially, you'll get to like a main thoroughfare, and there'll just be a row of cyclists waiting to cross. And it's not, now, like the Not Just Bikes guy talks about, they're not people who are fitness buffs or anything. They're people in blazers and, you know, work skirts and carrying bags and laptops and things like that. And they're just on their bike because that's the easiest, quickest, cheapest way to do it. They found me. Uh-oh. Should I be hiding? If you could... No, I think that's a... No, that's an ambulance, yeah. Anyway. I didn't really have a plan for this. I just wanted to chime in and say hi. So, hi. I'm back at the thing now. I'm actually probably going to try and take a bit of a power nap because my head is killing me. Which, again, it really sucks because the whole point of a trip like this was that we were supposed to decompress. And normally, it really does work like that. But I think in this case, for whatever reason, I just haven't been able to shake it off, which kind of sucks. I might also, if I'm heading back upstairs, I'll probably also take my umbrella. We went to Arashiyama yesterday, my favorite place in the known universe, which was really beautiful and really nice. I've been right at sort of the peak of lockdowns in Australia during COVID and stuff. I've been spending a lot of time looking at my photos of that place, and I had them as my, you know, desktop background on my computers and my phones and things, in the hopes that one day we would be able to return. And I know I kind of held out hope that, oh, this will only go on for a year in lockdown before we can travel again, and then it became 2 years, and then it became 3 years. And I mean, still, I mean, it's 2023 now, and most of the world seems to have moved on. But for example, pretty much everyone here still wears a mask, so of course I do. But yeah, it was really beautiful. I've got a post coming about that. Anyway, maybe I'll leave it at that for now. I don't know if I'll tack on something else to this, or I'll just post this. But hi, how are you doing? Hope you're doing well. I'm going to take a rest. See you later.